Blog Talk Radio.
Radio with the Bridal Body Shop, and
woo.
Yeah, that's what I was waiting for. Yeah, thank you. And we just, another year, another clean slate, and we just hope that everybody had the best holidays, and everything that was important to you was present, and that's, I think, the main thing to say. And here we are on a cold, you know what's funny? We always give a little bit of talk about the weather, and on the East Coast, we have on Christmas Day we had like 73 degrees.
Loved it,
which was I think a record. Although they didn't say it was, but it seemed warm.
Yeah, they did.
Because I know when
we broke a couple of records.
88. It was like
last year,
it was something
actually.
Like I think it was like 75 or something. I don't know, but it was a while before we had that again. And then yesterday I wake up. And it's 12 degrees, and wind chill was single digits. So.
It was brutal, yes.
But, you know, think about this. Hadn't we had the weather that we had a couple of weeks ago, I don't know if this is terribly inappropriate. It's winter. You know, it's going to be cold.
We've been lucky.
So I think it's just that we're just being
we've been very, very lucky.
Spoiled, and that's really it. But here we are. Yes, that's us being spoiled and being shocked by it. Here we are in 2016, and
hi, 2016.
I want to welcome you to the Bridal Body Shop Show, and for
thank
all
you.
Of you,
I've been here. You were looking at me, so.
Well, I figured just like, you know, make you included in this.
Oh, okay.
We'd like to thank the people that have been with us for close to 3 years now. Thank
yes.
you for staying
we'll
aboard,
give them a clap.
And thank you for your loyalty. And for those just joining us, welcome.
Thank you.
And we hope that you stick with us, and we hope that you find us entertaining, informative, and worth the while. And if you can catch us live, we're available in the archives. Our very first show, Elite, I was listening to the other day, our very first show that
we did.
Yeah, it was actually kickoff to Bridal Week. We did that April 22nd.
Wow.
Yeah, 2013. And, yeah, I was listening to the other day. Very, very interesting how, like, you know, things kind of mold together, things gel together, and you come up with what you have now. And thank
yeah.
you for joining us. I will turn, once again, even though I'm facing her, my lovely co-host, and say Happy New Year to you.
Thank you.
Oh, wait.
You didn't do the old
I
yes,
was remiss.
Hello.
Proper intros
yes.
are. Elite Ziegelman is she. Lori Towers is me. I don't get that at all. I don't even know why
that's
that came
sound
up.
For the year.
I have no idea why.
Little birdie.
Lori Towers is me. Oh, damn. And Bridal Body Shop are we. Pretty soon it's going to be the Bridal Body Shop is me. Pretty soon, Elite Ziegelman, if you don't start pushing the right buttons because you're pushing the wrong ones with me. Anyway, Happy New Year to you.
Thank
how
you.
Was your New Year?
Oh, it was great.
Yeah?
Yeah, how
what'd
was
you
yours?
Do? What'd you do New Year's Eve?
I went to a comedy club. What did you do?
I was sitting right next to you.
Oh.
That's what we did. We went out.
We had a lot of fun. So three great comedians.
We dusted the boys off and we took them out.
Yes, took them out for the night, right?
We celebrated with them for the New Year's and it was a lot of fun.
Yes.
So that's how we rang in the New Year with laughter, and that's... Hopefully everybody came. Hopefully everybody came close to that. Today's show, of course, it's Tapas and Talk, and
mm-hmm.
we always get a spike in our ratings when the curator Lou Paradise comes on and talks with us. And today we're going to be talking about health for the new year. And you know, we all do this every year, we stack up. We really do. We take all our old resolutions from last year, dust them off, and look at them again.
Try
for at least two or three of them. And that's what
not
we
us
do.
Though.
No, we
not us.
You know,
that's why we're preaching here.
And you know why?
We are preaching.
Because as you know, Elite, we got our fitness tips in Glamour magazine last
mm-hmm.
year. And one of the first things that we said was be realistic. Don't really aim. I mean, I'm always about, you know, shoot for the moon. But there are certain times where that will work against you. And you have to think, I mean, if you wanted to lose, per se, you want to lose 40 pounds, you have to be realistic. It's not going to happen in a week. And if it does happen in a week, there's something terribly wrong, and it's certainly not going to last. So all these ideals that you hold dear, let them take time. Cook them slowly. Let it happen naturally. Let it happen so that it doesn't seem like you're doing something outside your normal routine. And this is why we say get rid of diets.
Yeah.
Forget about a diet. A diet is a waste of time. It's a waste of energy. It's a waste of anxiety is what it is.
Yep.
And just lifestyle changes. And that's what we're going to be talking about with Lightning Lou Paradise. What else? Lightning Lou Paradise. What else did I say? Lucky Lou Paradise? Lucky Luigi.
Luigi.
That's what it was. That was my pet name for him. And he'll be joining us in a few minutes. Want to welcome a new sponsor to the show.
Yes.
Can we get a drum roll, Lou?
Oh, you got it.
For our sponsors. We have to get something for... There we go. Okay. New sponsor. There you go. Okay. One was good. Two is better. Okay. Are you ready for the ultimate car buying experience? I ask you this, Elite Ziegelman, I'm asking you. Are you? You're not.
No,
okay.
Me? I'm always ready. Are you kidding me?
I'm asking you. Okay.
Kidding me?
Well, GEM Auto Leasing does all the work for you. And for those of us listening in Brooklyn, they're actually in the Gravesend section of Brooklyn, and they're not that far. They're actually, the address is 1809 Gravesend Neck Road. And I believe the D train will get you there, but they're actually not that far from any area, any section of Brooklyn. So that's where they are. And you know what their mantra is?
Let me hear it.
If you can dream it,
you
can
drive it.
And I love that. You know why?
Mm-hmm.
At this point in our lives, at this point in my life, I want to just show up. I don't want to have to do the math. I don't want to have to do every little thing.
The time is so limited now.
And you know what? I don't like paperwork.
Oh, I know
either. I just want to come.
Mm-hmm.
Here's my information. Make it work.
Yep.
Okay? And that's what they do. They take all the steps out of it for you. They do all the work for you. And I just want to worry about the car. I just want my car. Don't tell me about this and that. Here's my credit. I just want my car.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they do at GEM Auto Leasing. Their number is 718-646-GEM-1. Let me break that down better. 718-646-4361. Or...
GEM 1.
Just look at Google.
There's only one GEM.
GEM Auto Leasing. And they had a grand opening a little while ago, but I guarantee you a lot of their specials.
Any makes or models available,
yeah.
right?
Yeah. Yeah, everything.
That's the best thing.
Everything.
You don't have to go to like a Toyota dealer or a Ford dealer.
Love
everything
it.
Is there what you want.
And that's the thing. The best thing is they say it right here. We do the work for you. It's one-stop shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing makes me happier, so give them a call. And thank you for sponsoring the show, GEM Auto Leasing. And you'll be hearing more. And we're going to probably get one of them on the air. We could just do a little chit-chat.
Yeah.
Figure out what time.
I was speaking with them yesterday.
Yeah, that's fine.
Delighted to.
Oh, that's perfect. So that's GEM Auto Leasing. Welcome aboard. Okay. New Year's resolutions. We don't really have it. I'm just taking a stab in the dark. You don't have any resolutions?
No, I don't. Actually, I don't.
Mm-hmm.
What I wanted to do, I never did. So I still have all year to do it, though.
Mm. Okay.
Clean my laundry.
I was saying, should I ask her on the air?
No, it hasn't been done.
Should
anything.
I let it go? Okay. So
look at you do.
But that's
look at you. Like I said, I have a year to do it. So.
You know, I always say that New Year's Eve and the holidays, I mean, we're lucky enough to say, knock wood, the holidays are in a time that's painful for us, and a lot
no.
of people have issues, and especially I think the holidays like Christmas, Hanukkah could probably be hard, but I think New Year's Eve is harder because, you know, it's kind of like the pressure to be happy. You know, you have that countdown, and or, you know, you look at the last
but
year.
But you know what? I think it's so ridiculous because who puts the pressure on us? We do it ourselves.
All our pressure is self.
We do it all ourselves, and if you let the pressure off of yourself,
but see, that's the thing. I think human beings naturally put pressure on themselves. It's all self.
We're a worse enemy.
You know, it's all a lot of our self-involved quality that could work against us.
And that's why, I mean, I don't have any pressure on me.
Yeah.
Do you have pressure on yourself?
You have a lot of pressure. The show is a lot of pressure.
Get out of here.
But you know what? And I hate that. We're going to discuss that later because it doesn't make any type of sense. But, you know, it's just like a lot of people, I think either they'll look over their past year with regret, you know, and, you know, just like really lamenting that and just like, just really, instead of, you know, moving forward and saying, I'm going to change it. It's okay. I made mistakes. It's okay. They're just paralyzed by the fact that, you know, it didn't go well or you had a bad year.
And they'll make themselves suffer more.
And you know, like the song, there's always tomorrow. There's always another shot at making something better.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and a lot of people don't quite get that, you know. And it's just, then it's, you know, what I was telling somebody earlier on the week who didn't have a great New Year's was, you know, the best thing about a holiday is it's over. It's over. It's just either...
Like any day, it's over in 24 hours.
Yeah.
That's
and
it.
New Year's, you know, if the actual countdown bothers you, and it bothers a lot of people, you know, just...
Let
just
it go.
It.
Yeah.
Or watch the Twilight Zone marathon like
you
doing,
said, yeah.
Like I was doing. And this different. You know, I think that's the reason they also have, like... I think they had the honeymoon marathon.
They had the honeymoon too, yeah.
And I remember one... the Odd Couple marathon, I'm trying to think, I think it was like a Thanksgiving or something. Once they had a marathon. But they always have something on in case, you know, people just like, you know, just want to isolate yourself.
Mm-hmm. Keep people busy.
And yeah, and really not.
Just laugh.
And that's what
or
we did.
Just
and that's
get into another zone.
Yeah, it's just the best thing. Just like, you know what, don't live your life with regret. Just know that it could be better. And everything is flexible. There are flexible terms to everything. Flexible terms to everything.
Life's so short. Just enjoy it.
Yeah. And just make it better. But you know what? What's really interesting is we're going to be talking about healthy fitness tips.
Not unhealthy fitness tips.
No. But I think this is interesting. And this is a list because everybody's expecting us to say whatever we're going to say, you know, but it's going to be, oh, sure, you know, don't eat this, don't eat that, don't have carbs. Well, yeah, we're certainly always going to lean towards more health in the form of fitness. But this is interesting. I found this USA Today. They have this 16 healthy New Year's resolutions that don't require dieting.
Oh,
see, now,
that.
isn't that like a little bit of a switch for us? Yeah, because you know what? All this applies. People just think we walk around thinking only about fitness only, but they have some really, really nice things in here. Little ways that you could change your lifestyle with these little the nuances. You just change it a little bit, and you just bring.
Give me an example. Give me one.
Okay, this is a great one. Read. Okay, you know if you like, you know, say for example, okay, we're going to have to infuse our belief system. Say you want to figure out what diet would be better for you or what body type of pick up a book and read. Become informed. Become, an informed public.
Mm-hmm.
That's really it. Just don't let somebody...
That has nothing to do with diet.
No, but I'm just saying. Okay, cook an old family recipe. That doesn't have... But I'm just saying. This is just stuff, take yourself on a date. Okay.
Mm.
Now, isn't that nice?
A lot of people won't sit by themselves.
You know, I don't like that either. I don't like. I don't mind if I do it, but I don't like when I see other people sitting.
That's what I'm saying.
Really,
a lot of people
really,
don't do it.
But I would do it. But this is just a nice.
You
way.
Say you don't do it.
I would do it. I don't like seeing people do it. It bothers me. But I could sit alone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's that thing with the sushi?
Okay. Take yourself on a date. No. It says cut out the bluefin tuna. But see, I was trying to find something.
Cut out the bluefin tuna.
Yeah.
How come?
I didn't read.
Oh.
Now, see, this is why you take me off track. This is the one I wanted to tell you, and that's what I'm pointing to
you. Tip better.
This is like another thing another New Year's resolution.
Hopefully people tip very well.
Let me tell you something, my dear. A lot of people don't.
Well,
a lot of people, you and I do.
They always say, if you give, you always get
and
back.
And you know something? Service people and anybody who's gone to a restaurant this holiday season, those people work
very, very hard
for very little dignity and very little profit.
Mm-hmm.
So just remember that when you're thinking they're being a little bit short to you. Yeah, you know what? They probably had a day full of people complaining, bosses yelling and screaming.
You're not the first.
And not the best working conditions. Not everybody. A lot of people do have decent bosses and so on and so forth. I know my staff has a decent boss. Huh? I think so.
Mm.
Okay, anyway. Okay. We have Lucky Luigi on board.
We have him. I'm going to bring him on.
Hello.
Well, good afternoon. Most importantly, the most important thing is, how lucky can any one person
here
be
we go.
Having such amazing vibe, even over the phone? I mean, looking, Lord, oh, my God, almighty, happy New Year to you both.
Happy New Year, Lou.
How are
and
you, honey?
Good. You know, we went through an array of things over the holidays, you know, for me, and I think you all share this, is every day for me above ground is so celebratory because,
amen.
And I, mm-hmm. you know, right? I mean, because there's all this artificial,
right.
yeah, you know, some artificial stuff, talking about pressure on people and people putting pressure on themselves. You know, this whole thing about coming up to deadlines, especially during the holidays, this should be the most relaxing, reflective
mm-hmm.
time of the year for everybody.
Yeah,
and unfortunately, it isn't, as you well know, you know. And so I for one can say that for all the people out there who haven't had the good fortune of getting this kind of vibe even over the phone, it's like, dudes, are you kidding me? Thank you very much for that and all the things. You know, well, you've added such value to people's lives over the many, many years you've done this. And I don't understand how you both do this when you're only, you know, 28 years old each. So how the hell did you manage?
I'm 26, she's 28.
Oh, okay. We'll defer to the elder 28-year-old then.
So how are you holidays,
love it.
Lou? How are you holidays?
Happy holidays. Good? Happy holidays to both of you.
And
yeah,
yours were good?
Yeah, you know, they were very good. My mom had some issues, but, you know, she's 91 years old, God love her, and we roll with everything. We still find a blessing in it, and she understands all of that, and, you know, we celebrated everything else we possibly could. So, and celebrated meaning just us being together, all of us doing what we do, and our family's all into that more than anything else. That, you know, we have each other, and we have the people we know, and some of the people that
–
and you both know this because you have this in your lives. Some of our dearest friends in the world are more like our blood than people who are related to us, man. So it's
so
like,
true.
Man.
So true.
We got a chance to find out, you know. So, yeah, so I'm never blessed. Even the most negative days are positive days. You just got to turn that bad boy into those and
that's
don't put up with it.
Right. Yeah.
You know?
You know, I always say just angle the lens a little differently. That's it.
That's
you know, then
you
can always turn something around.
That's a great that's a great analogy, because that whole thing about the lens and our view, it's like the same kind of thing we talk about in terms of view of ourselves. Although oftentimes the reason why you know, resolutions are probably not very productive, let alone why they fail, is because people are not willing to take a look at who they are, where their realistic expectations should be.
Mm-hmm.
They pick too many things, which, you know, and all of us have done it, you know, at one point or another. And that's like throughout our entire lives. It isn't about what we're going to do for New Year's. All of a sudden, like again, it's another magic moment that now January we're going to do all these incredible things, and we're going to be able to play the piano like Thelonious Monk, even though you never played a piano in your lifetime, like Herbie Hancock, or our fabulous new Joey Alexander. I don't know if you caught Joey Alexander yet.
No.
12-year-old kid out of Bali, he so rocks the jazz piano, you will not believe it. So for anybody out there who wants a real juice, a real joy about passion, I mean, he's so good at what he does that he's doing stuff with Wynton Marsalis up at up at Jazz in New York. And you got to check. I know you both love music, and I know, of course, our very musical, incredible Miss Lori Towers is definitely rocking with the bass. Like every disharmonic resonance is what you all bring to the table. See, musicians know. We bring that to the table every moment, right?
You know,
so
I'm funny. the name sounds familiar, and I'm wondering if he was around when I was living upstate. The name sounds so familiar now that you say Joey Alexander.
And his he's originally from Bally. Now imagine somebody who's got when he was 6 years old, which is only 6 years ago. They got him a piano because he was so hyperactive. They wanted to channel his energy.
Oh,
and what's the likelihood of jazz being a stimulating force in a kid from Bally? And when you and he's 12 right now, you got to check out any video of this young kid.
Wow.
He's such a joy. I mean, he's so humble and so alive with music. And this is one of the things I think that's probably really cool about talking about a resolution or changing a habit, which is often, you know, why people don't get to where they get. So so you're not going to – certain folks that got – they're born to have something, that this incredible flow, the energy in the universe and connected it all up. And it's not an elusive thing, and it's not some wacky thing. It's an actual real viable thing. And I think what happens is most people don't tune into it. That's why a lot of things people would love to do to change their lives in some way don't, you know, doesn't happen, or they fail and they become even more, you know, dismayed by it. So we don't want that to happen because that's supposed to happen in your life.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You know what I think is interesting, and you know when we talk about, and you're gonna obviously take this in another direction too, Lou.
Mm-hmm.
When we deal with people and health issues and their New Year's resolutions, it's always about the visual. It's always about the veneer. It's always about making their body look a different way.
Mm-hmm.
I really would hope that there are a few people out there at least not really thinking about that. I always say, you know, the way you look is a byproduct. What you put in, what's really taking care of your machine. And I'm just hoping that there are a few people that, especially listening today, obviously they would be in tune with this, that are worried about aging and aging well and their health, not by way of you know,
looking,
appearance,
right,
but just because
just
they
healthy
want to be healthy and live here,
right,
as with quality.
I think that comes with an age,
I don't know.
Certain age.
What do you think, Lou?
You know, it's true, and I think that, you know, the issues about quality of life and living with hope and living well, you know, in terms of not having to be, you know, of course, what happens with most people setting up the time they spend together and the things they think about are usually unrealistic if they're not supporting the lifestyle of that. It's like, yeah, we don't need to, like, hey, we were all 17, 18, 19, 23, 35, and whatever other age at one point in time. We may have looked fabulous at that point in time. And the youth lends itself to the fact that it's easier to keep yourself together. And even in the case of our modern civilization, we have more obesity in this country than you could shake a stick at. So this idea of body image, I've been very involved with women's issues, health issues, advocating for women for a very, very long time. And it always, to me, was the saddest thing in the world for body image to be the only thing that mattered with regard to how you really saw yourself. And I think that, like you said, looking outside, looking for some other, the outside look of something. How many people have gone through the process of achieving some goals like that and still aren't happy because they never realize that there is other things happening within their psyche, within their spirit, that really were the denial part, where the need to satiate, you know, because you need to have something to make you feel better. So what's the first thing that happens? The biggest drug on the planet isn't everything people think. It's food. During the holidays,
we need the food to survive.
Yeah,
you know, and I think the thing is, you know, do you live to eat, or do you eat to live? You know, which is really where smart kind of habits come from. Because the one thing that happens is that the image of your body, what you look like, or what you feel like, should be corrected internally first. You should say to yourself, you know, if I'm aging, I just want to do it gracefully. I don't want that to be any dramatic role of changes. Pain is not necessarily, as we know, and as my work especially, isn't necessarily a natural byproduct of aging, as is the fact that when people look at themselves, I mean, I don't know how many people realize that if you look at the physical manifestation of the neural transmitters in our brain, and you look at how those pathways actually work, they're developed over time by the action we take, by the habits we have, and they wire our brain to those habits and to those circumstances. That's why that old expression, you crave what you're allergic to.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually comes to pass. So this idea of aging well, of aging at home, you know, it's like there's other practical things that we know, and we do a lot of work in this area, of people wanting to stay at home and be healthy enough to be independent enough, whether, you know, even if they need a little assistance, it isn't a nursing home kind of thing. You know, it's like, you know, here's this person who lived in their own house for all their lives. They've handled the family. They've done all these beautiful things, but they've allowed their body, diabetic condition, heart condition, just wearing themselves out. They took everyone else, but never took their own advice. It's like the shoemaker and his shoes thing. And so we know that if we look at the kind of things that happen in changing a habit to make things better, they should be realistic. It should be one thing. It's like, just change one thing. Right? And otherwise, you're going to fail miserably. You're going to be more aggravated by it than not if you hadn't gone ahead and did it. But you have to allow the one thing to be part of your new habit. You can't change a bad habit by just wanting to change the habit. I mean, we know this with smokers. We know this with diet. Diets don't work. Diets fail because that is not the answer to losing weight. There's a metabolic reason why people are, you know, gaining weight and having this this terrible time and then regretting it and then failing at anything they do, which makes matters even worse. And so you don't have to live in that kind of situation, you know, and you didn't get there overnight. So take a moment to think, wait a minute, just let's put some realistic, 18 months from now, I'm going to lose 18 pounds. So, right? I mean, so if you lost a pound a month for 18 months, you'd still be better off than you are right now. It'd be realistic, and you wouldn't be killing yourself trying to do it. But why are you doing it? Because you think, okay, I'm going to get on the other side. And I remember what I felt like when I was 24, man. I was like sizzling, you know. Everything was cool. I was like in love with every moment of every part of life. Everybody had fun and all that stuff. And they get to the losing the weight and think that's where they're going. That's not only it's not realistic. Internally, you should be living as a young, vibrant person because that's what you do. And that's what you should do because that's what wakes up every other thing in your life. But we see these sad situations, and it's with some of the most beautiful people on the planet that have just, you cannot change a bad habit without an incredible good habit, but you got to make that good habit because you really want that. You really want that. And that one thing, just one line on it, just one piece, and do that first. See that you can. Let it rock for you. Don't expect things that it's going to change you completely, and just make those changes over time. And then you will live better, you will live well, and you'll be able to age gracefully, which is what everybody wants to do, you know what I mean, really. And, at the end of the day, how many people we know are disabled by the time they're 41, for God's sakes, because they have not taken the time to even do one remote thing, one change that will make the rest of the changes possible and realistic so you can get to the goals on the other side and enjoy your life the way you should. You were meant to go out and boogie and kick up your heels, so.
What I think is what a lot of people do is they put such weight on the action. Okay, once I do this, once I change my hair color, once I lose the weight, my life is going to be totally different. And you know what? It isn't. Because it's inside of you the whole time. It's been with you the whole time. You could you don't need the event to change your life. And once they realize, well, you know, I did lose the weight and my life isn't that much different, or I did, you know, get a facelift or whatever it is, whatever they wanted to do, and then they're in it and it didn't happen, and they go in the other direction.
Well, I think the thought process as we get older, instead of changing the outside in, we should change the inside out.
That's the
way it should be.
It should be.
And, you know, and these two premises are both absolutely the way, you know, this internal thing. It's like, how many people do we know that don't understand? You really should be able to go up to the mirror and you should be able to honestly say, I really love you. I mean, it sounds weird. And some of the guys.
I only know one person that does that, and she's sitting next to me.
And I don't. Lou, don't listen to her. Lou, don't listen to her.
See, what often the case is, is we think that means, narcissistic, you're everything and I don't need anyone else and, you know, I'm the one that starts the world, I'm the one the sun rises and sets on. But what it really is saying is how many people will love other people, will give to other people, because as people who love to give, and I know you both do, and I know that the fabulous Miss Powerhouse, Miss Lori Tower, she can't even help herself by giving.
That's exactly right.
Caring. You know, but how many times do we give that back? And the reason I know this after you know, and you both know, and I'll share this with the audience. I know I sound much younger, but I was born in 1902.
No.
No. You know, don't burst everybody's bubble, Lou.
It's that damn Topperson that keeps me sounding like I'm a young man. It's that spiritual sense of really saying, if I can't really embrace that with myself, how in the world am I going to give that love to other people? It's like that love, that unconditional love, not kiss, you know, hooray for me and hell with everybody else.
Right, of course.
And I think that just like you said, Alit, and what you were saying, Laurie, you know, that changing from the inside out, changing and understanding the power that we have as we get older is wisdom and judgment and understanding and looking at life, not making the same mistakes, having a lot more fun in other ways and finding these new
change.
Right. You know, it's like I remember the very first time that I was on the radio doing a regular show, local market, when Viagra first came out.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and again, having a lot of audiences, a lot of women, and especially older women.
Right.
You know, the situation about this whole thing about now all of a sudden there is a requirement now for every guy that has to have some functional quality, you know, that now is going to perpetrate other things to me, it's that a thing. It's one thing to have a real medical condition,
mm-hmm.
but Pfizer didn't advertise. Pfizer advertised that for lifestyle. They made a big blockbuster drug out of lifestyle, you know, and so I said to them, so here you are. I mean, how many people have difficulty after a certain time, you know, with things? I mean, you know, we could talk about this with vaginal dryness as you get older for hormonal changes or whatever.
Medical.
Who the hell needs, you know, who needs old Tom coming in at 7 years old and your wife is 70 and, you know, all of a sudden he's pole vaulting around the friggin' room,
that's
you
exactly
know, like.
That's true.
Yeah,
why are you putting that requirement? It's like if you need to do something and that's your goal, that's cool, but that was something that that marketers did a really good job of putting on people.
Yeah.
And I think everybody suffers from this whole thing of not tuning
being
in to
younger.
Who they truly are, you know?
Young. Yeah, it's all being young.
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, and that's the brilliance of marketing. And I'll use another example. Think about Botox, FDA approved for pain blocking and pain management. And then some brilliant plastic surgeon decided, wow, this is fantastic. We could use it for this. And again, I don't necessarily agree with it, but that's the brilliance of marketing. You could just take it and sell it to the public. And you know what? That principle, that theory, made billions and billions of dollars.
Exactly,
and
because it makes it makes people think. How instead of naturally understanding the beautiful grace that we were born with, the aging process is a beautiful thing, and the vibrance of staying healthy
mm-hmm.
while you're aging is an incredibly
right.
magnificent thing. Here we're trying to, you know, discuss, and here we're using a natural element, and here's this cool thing about something being natural that is one of the most deadly of constituents on the planet: botulism, made from
mm-hmm.
botulism.
Yeah. Right.
You know, so if you were helping
poison.
Somebody who was
right.
exactly, I mean, some deadly stuff. So if you were helping somebody to enjoy a quality of life they couldn't otherwise have because of something that they couldn't do physically because of their of a medical condition or whatever, that's one set of circumstances. But that's not how. But like you said, Lori, that's absolutely true. So we're marketed to death, literally, with more poison and nonsense because we want to subscribe to this aging thing because we don't want to get older and we or you know how many
and we
how
want
many
to
guys
look better as we do mm-hmm.
yeah I mean I remember Oakland Raiders Lyle Alzado if you remember him monster guy on the football field juicing like crazy nobody knew it at the time
mm-hmm.
he had the courage of his convictions when he, you know, he went from 239 pounds of muscle
mm-hmm.
to 89 or 90 pounds and got in front of the camera and said to every young person out there, here's what I look like because this is what I did to myself to do that work, to do that deal. I thought it was cool. It isn't cool. Here's the way I suffer. Here's what I've done to myself and my family because I was selfish. And don't ever allow this to happen to yourself because you don't see that side of the deadly side of what goes on. You just see of the cool commercials about successes and making people think they need to look like this to look artificial besides. I mean, because people with Botox, I mean, their faces don't look natural or artificial because there's no lines. Eyebrows don't move. I was like, whoa, dude.
They look like they're surprised all the time.
Yeah.
Exactly. Like, I mean, as we get older, there's certain things that move. We don't like the idea that that's happening.
You've got to embrace the lines. Embrace the lines. They mean something.
Yeah. You know, and that internal part of making ourselves feel better because we are building, we're getting the neural pathways rewired to joy and to peace and to harmony. This isn't some kumbaya thing. This is a cool kick up your heels, go out and boogie and have a fun time until you drop completely gone out of the world, right?
Yeah,
and
well, so you know what? What's funny, we're talking about marketing campaigns. Now, this is one that worked in the opposite direction, and I'm going to ask you, Lou, why you think this is. All those, and we've discussed it, those brilliant anti-smoking campaigns. You know those commercials that are just so, they're just horrific to watch, and they're just, they're a kick in the soul and in the heart every time you see them. Mm-hmm. Now, for all of that that's been on the TV constantly, I mean, there's not a day that goes by that I don't see one. Did you know that smoking is up from last year, 20%? Tell me why that is.
You know, the smoking thing, you know, the image of smoking and being cool started way back in the 20s, 30s, and 40s. Mm-hmm. Remember all the movies? There wasn't a solitary soul that wasn't looking really cool. Everybody got this perception of being cool.
Remember the Marlboro Man?
The Marlboro Man. It was a funny, funny business. There was the time around going down, just a little tiny story about the Marlboro Man, when I was in the city and I was singing and I was doing my thing, there was a lot of stuff going on. I mean, we were running around. At that point in time, that's when Richard Dreyfuss and Bobby Duvall and Gene Hackman and Dustin Hoffman and everybody was coming up. Al Pacino, all these people were coming up at the time. We went in. A lot of the agencies would call us for other things, and two or three people that I knew that were doing skits and doing off-Broadway and doing all that stuff, we went up to the agency where they were doing the Marlboro thing, and they wanted one of us to do that Marlboro deal. And I said to him, this is about smoking, right? Because I had given up smoking in Vietnam.
Wow.
So I was already way over how many people I knew that I knew we way back then dying of cancer or whatever. But that is so true. That to look cool, to be like the Marlboro Man, smoking your brains out and dying, and you know, and all of the things that happened. You know, there was an evidence thing that had occurred in colleges way back around that same time, trying to appeal to young people. Which should probably be revamped, because here's probably the point of how you can stop this from really going on, in my puny estimation anyway. Mm-hmm. They were saying to young people at colleges, you know, stop smoking because you're going to get emphysema, you're going to get lung conditions. When most people are young, they don't believe any of that kind of stuff's going to happen to them. Now, that happens to people who've been smoking for 25 years. That's not going to happen to me. I'm going to be able to just go right through this deal and do what I have to do. And it's going to be cool because I'm cool. And that makes me cool, makes me an adult because, after all, when I was little, I couldn't smoke or whatever. So none of that worked until they said, wait a minute, we're not going to appeal to young people for that kind of stuff. Young people want to be involved in a cause. They don't want injustice to occur. They don't like when big companies, big corporations, big government tells them what to do. And somebody went out and said to them, look, after it's all said and done to all this group of this first college, here's what's really about smoking that you got to be getting your mind around. Do you really want to support big tobacco and smoking at that
school? I remember
this,
that they did this. Yeah.
70 or 80% reduction in smoking all around campuses. They may have been smoking other stuff, and I'm not going to get into that because I'm too young to talk about that discussion. You know what I'm saying?
But that's
totally true.
Not.
Yeah, that's another kind of tobacco.
Yeah.
But that's true. And these marketing things of people aspiring, you know, people want to aspire to stuff. You know, they want to aspire to another way of feeling better, feeling cool, feeling they fit in. Between cyberbullying, you know, it used to be at least in the street corner, a bully came around, and eventually one of us were big enough and old enough that we got tired of pushing around, and one of us smacked him upside the head and found out the bully was the biggest sissy in the world. But, you know, so all of these things are all confounding as to why people have these problems. And we should be doing a better job of identifying the fact that, you know, we're all people together on this planet. We should be able to really embrace each other and care about each other for real, not because we want something from somebody, because it's the right thing to do. And, and you know, and the best thing in the world to do if you don't want to have your blood pressure going through the roof or having other maladies, don't watch the news, especially network news, and don't read the damn newspapers.
Oh, God,
you know?
They could kill you.
You know?
Well, that's why I was saying that's usually on everybody's first. I think stopping smoking is usually the first on the list, and then second is losing weight.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
That's why when I read that figure, I said, well, first of all, how is smoking up number one? I mean, it's...
But you'd be shocked that people that are really, really overweight and smoke...
Oh, I know.
...do the diet first, and then I can't do both at the same time.
But with the cost, I mean, I remember... years ago, buying a carton of cigarettes for my mother, and it was like $9 for a carton of Bel Air. Okay,
$100 now.
That's what I'm saying. So how, within all of this, is it affordable to the average person? Let alone
they don't buy
teenagers.
A carton.
But still, it's still hard to afford.
I don't know
exactly. And what you're saying is so totally true. It's like, if somebody's going to do something about saying I want to lose weight, that is not a goal. That is not a goal at all.
Nope.
It's like, let me see if I can. I'm going to do what I can to lose 10 pounds in 90 days.
Or to be healthier.
Right, to be healthier. I'm going to just not smoke today. Let me see if I can get to one day of not smoking.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe I'll make it to 2 days, or maybe I'll make it to 3 days, you know. And here's stuff I can do that can offset this whole thing that's going on. Because smoking, unfortunately, I mean, just like food is addictive. You know, all of the chemicals in cigarettes, smoke and tobacco in itself and nicotine is very addictive. So this person's brain is wired to that habit. And that satisfaction doesn't come from just thinking about it. It's a neural transmission that's internally already set, wired for you to continue to go through that unless you offset that habit, that bad habit, by something powerfully better, realistically, one day at a time, one moment at a time sometimes.
Right, exactly.
So I want to ask you, sweet Luigi,
yes,
what do you, where do you see Topperson in 2016? What's the track look like for you guys?
You know, our business is really coming into its own, believe it or not. And what's happening is we have a lot of very big corporations who are coming to corroborate, good companies that really want to do the right thing for our people in the world. And we're going to be I've got to think our profitability and revenue picture will expand at least 10 times during this particular year.
Wow.
And
beautiful.
And you know what to me that really means is that if we're doing the kind of, not if, but we're going to be doing that kind of business, that it's going to be that much more revenue to me means how many more people are we really helping?
Yes.
You know, because we have, we do a lot of our work with elder care. We do a lot of our work with homeless. We do a lot of our work with veterans. Of course, as a Marine Corps combat veteran, to me, I've been working with veterans since I was out of the Marine Corps, before I was out of the Marine Corps, and a lot with Paralyzed Veterans of America, astounding people who are really transforming lots of people's lives because of how inspirational all these people are. When they've taken, you know, their lives and they continue. In fact, most of them have said to me, you know, I was going through the process of living the life I thought I was supposed to live, but I was really messing everything up. When the spinal cord injury happened in the war, or what happened in a car wreck or whatever it may be, it first shocked me. It set me down, but it made me finally live the life I was supposed to live, to be the better person I was supposed to be. And now I can do many more things than I could have possibly imagined before without my legs being, you know, whatever, however. Incredible. So, you know, we're getting a lot of recognition for Topperson isn't just a pain relief topical. It is changing the complexion of the way doctors are treating pain. And, of course, we've got more and more people off of their nerve-related meds like Cymbalta, Lyrica, Neurontin, a lot of elders, veterans, everyday working-class people who didn't know they were going to get addicted to Oxy, still had unresolved soft tissue pain off of Oxy, Vicodin, Lorset, Percocet. So we are so stoked because at the end of the day, you know, the use of pharmaceuticals can be invaluable to people who really, really need them when you really fine-tune it down to those few people who might, but not the way we use this stuff. And you know, how sad can it be? You know, we got situation. I mean, as young kids, just seeing Reefer Madness for the very first time.
Remember that? Yeah.
Remember that friggin' thing? And how the monster marijuana was going to get you, and it was going to lead you to heroin and other stuff.
Yep.
So now we got people who can't afford Vicodin, Oxy, Lorset, Percocet going to heroin. It's like the legal drugs sending more people to heroin than anything ever sent them to heroin in their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so our business about being gatekeepers, about formidable sustainable healthcare discussions with doctors and advocates, legislator, a lot of legislative people from the Congress have been contacting us because the work has been that sterling. And I'm humbled by the fact that, you know, we can do something that matters to people, you know, as opposed to it's going to make you a lot of money. I mean, you know, whatever amount of money we make, whatever amount of wealth we have, that's God Almighty's call to let us have what His will says we should have.
Right.
We should do what we need to do to be in the real world, caring deeply about people, relationships, and what we can do to help each other, just like you both do, the three of us do, and people that we know do. Because if it isn't about people and relationships and helping each other, you know, what the heck are we here for? And if you can't do it, if you can't sustain yourself, to me, the bigger revenue just means how many more people can we help? How many more families can get the kind of care and that they need, the educational processes they need, all the stupid, crazy, bureaucratic crap going on between educational system that is just a moneymaker for the educational system but doesn't do a thing for our kids, except saddles our young people thinking they have to go to college to get ahead, and now they're in debt for the first 25 years of after school. It's like, what the heck? You know, so that's really where we're going. It's very encouraging. We've been slugging it out for a very long time. For me, it's longer than the company has been in business. But you know, it's also gratifying to be chosen in a sense of being a steward and custodian of what this means to the rest of the world. And I'm always very humbled. I will take no credit for it at all. Everything that I've done in my entire life has always been to serve and to give people my very best. I wouldn't want to try to do something different if I had to, and whatever that means from any other perspective, it just, to me, it's like this great discussion we're having today. So I'm with two more people who love to do incredibly good things for other people, have made all kinds of sacrifices to be there, have slugged it out themselves, and I know you both have, to make your way in the life. And most people would have, their blood would run cold to think of some of the stuff that you guys have had to do. And I know that's totally true. And that's why we got to gather our community together, people who care, have solutions to problems, have the way to make it work and make it happen, go out and take care of everybody, really, and help each other take care of each other. Because if we don't do that, then none of this is going to work, and that would be a sad
thing.
We'll
have a dog to do. Well, you know what? I always say this is my template to Topperson. This is how I know, even without knowing any numbers that are going on in your company. Mm. I've been involved for about 10 years, I know you, right, Lou?
Yeah.
Okay.
Incredible.
This is how I know. When I first started showing people Topperson, try this,
mm-hmm.
This is the response I got. Oh, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, handing out the same product. Oh, yeah, I heard of that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've used that. Now, and again,
now it's, do you have any more of that
well,
stuff?
No, but the thing is, they've already heard of it.
Yes, yes.
I didn't have to introduce. Now, my platform of business is not just confined to one area. I'm talking about people coming in to see me from Europe that have heard of the product. Oh, yeah, I know
Amazing.
That.
Amazing,
and that's
right?
How I know. And it's just like what once was, oh, thank you so much. It was so nice of you to give it. Now I get, I've used that. It's great. So there you go. That's how I know.
You've grown, Lou. You've grown.
That's how I know.
So, It's finally after all these years, the one thing that happens is that I finally decided that I want to be an adult now so that I can
go on with the rest of your life.
You know, and what happens in this is that, you know, I guess we got, you know, one of the medical directors said to me, do you realize before you did this, this product didn't exist before. You invented something that never happened before, that was never around before.
Mm-hmm.
And what you've done to change the lives of our patients and our people have just transformed us. And he was saying something similar. He said, I was in Germany shopping at a pharmacy, and I had to look twice thinking that, no, that can't be Topperson right there. Mm-hmm. And the amount of people who get it all from every kind of place. And what pleases me most, because this is a people industry, a people product, a people company, just like we all are together, that's how we got it to all these places, word of mouth. We didn't go do big advertising. We didn't go on some national television program.
Right. Yep.
We slugged it out, and it took longer, but every person we touched two or three more, and finally we're getting to the point of where we get the recognition that the product certainly deserves, and a highlight for the work that we do. It's the same kind of thing that we love about, there'd be no way in the world that anybody coming down to the city wouldn't know about what's happening at the companies that
the name.
at the companies that we like most, at the issue about how physical advantage and all the other things work, what you guys do, the bridal situation, and what a unique approach to caring about people enough to put these platforms together. So my hat is off to you as much as yours is.
Aww.
Off to me, for real. And it's really crazy cool that we are in a footstep circumstance of being able to feel accomplished. But my feeling, it isn't about my personal accomplishments or anything, or the company I'm certainly proud of, and my the people who work for us, I give them all the credit in the world besides. But what really to me is the astounding thing is we've reached a point in the universe time where we can show people you can get older and still be cool and still be doing stuff and making your life vibrant and using all the juice up by doing real things for real people, genuinely, by just being yourself. And don't think about whatever the hell anyone else said to you that you think is important or otherwise. In essence, go to your own heart, your own sense of spirit, your own inside instinct telling you what's going on, telling you what's up. Live by that. Because if we don't do that, then we're all, way out of hope. And that's why I admire both of you so very much. Because nobody knows how difficult it is to be in business to begin with and to succeed on the other side, which is a real tough thing to do.
But business longevity is certainly what you have. So something that you should be applauded for. And the product, it's a great product. And, I don't put my name on much. And Elite knows that. I'm very, very picky. But I've always been happy to have my business, representing yours. So...
And we can't thank you enough for that, because it's that kind of selective person, the progressive person, who just says, you know what, I'm willing to put whatever piece of reputation on the line for representing something that can really be a value, because that's what I'm about. Because you're nothing less than about total value. I mean, you give people far more than they could possibly have imagined if they never met you before, especially where their hope and their idea of restoration of quality of life comes back. And I know that's totally true in every aspect, whether it be a high-profile athlete or somebody who just came in the door who got recommended to you because they couldn't find any other way to get the help they needed. And so that's a major thing. It's a beautiful gift.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously we all share that together, so I'm honored, really, and privileged. Thanks. And feel very humbled by the fact that I can have this kind of relationship with the both of you.
And we appreciate you, and we appreciate you being on the show and the monthly Topperson talk that we do.
It's very informative, and we love it.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And I hope that all of the things that are the richest blessings in the world, appropriately finding them way to you, both of your doorsteps, because you both richly deserve every good thing that could possibly be happening, because you are who you are. And I'm delighted and honored to know you both.
Thank you, Luke.
Thank you.
And you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of the day and week, and we'll be back with you before you know it. Thank you.
Hey, one of the things I got to let you know is that I got a couple people down the street that are calling me for some numbers now because I heard I'm Lucky Luigi. Just like the old days.
That's too funny.
Make a buck, make a buck.
Lucky Louie there. Lucky Louie. LL on the bath towels. I love it.
There you go.
Thank you, Lou.
All right, have thank you so
day.
Much.
Have
a, you too. Have an awesome day. See ya.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Oh, that was good. Lucky Luigi. Slip him a number. I love that. But that was Lou Paradise for Toppers and Talk. A monthly,
yeah. Well-deserved.
Monthly roundtable discussion that we have with him. And people always, you know, love it. And what was, you know, I meant to ask, I was going to mention on the air, we got sidetracked, that as we're on the air, we're watching people liking our page and so on and so forth. And one of the people said that picture of us, the Topperson, would be a good birthday gift. So
yeah, a wonderful birthday gift.
So we'll make sure we make that happen. He would have been. I'll email him later.
Yeah.
He would have been happy to hear that. One quick shout out before we go, because the show is coming to a close. Did you know, Muscle Sport Magazine? We love them.
Oh, great magazine.
We love them, and my little tag for them has always been all meat, no filler, because that's really what it's about. It's a great magazine. It's old school. It's something that you and I would love to pick up for the first time. They are up to 10,000 followers on Instagram, Elite Siegelman. Are you
amazing.
Listening to that?
That's amazing.
10,000. So that's it's just wonderful, and the magazine is still, you know, it's still in its infancy stage. I think it's maybe just like 10 years old, but that's
pretty good.
That's pretty good. First
that's
of all,
very good.
Print media has dried up, and that's still, you could go to their website and actually order. It's www.musclesportmagazine, and even if you just order one, it is such an informative magazine. You will not.
No advertising. Longer.
Yeah, you will. It's like I said, all meat,
no filler.
No filler. 10,000 followers. You can't beat that. So, Muscle Sport Magazine. We love them. Pick it up. You won't be disappointed at all. And of course, we love Topperson.
Yeah.
We
think
love
we,
them.
We've been speaking about that for an
they
hour.
They love us. Bruises love them more. Topperson. Look for our Fitness Fridays on their page. There's always a little something. It's quick reading. And you know what? For crying out loud, when you go to somebody's Facebook page and there's information,
like
it's
it.
Free. It's free. How
I like
you go,
it.
But yeah, but how could you go wrong? It's free. Look, take the information. Do what you want with it the rest of the day. Use it only for good. But for crying out loud, you know, you're getting free information on your health. Come on. How could it not profit you in the long run?
Mm-hmm.
And on that note, I will turn, you hear me turning, to my lovely co-host.
Hi.
And say, oh, God help me.
What
I'll
say?
God help me. Get me out of this. Yeah, that's not working for me. So we have to figure out something else.
Happy New Year. No, but we have to say Happy New Year again because we're getting off the air soon.
I was going to say Happy New Year, but probably not exactly like that.
I'm doomed.
But I will thank you for joining me on this wonderful fitness journey that we have over the airways as we've had for 3 years, and God willing, many, 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 many more. And, of course, Lou Paradise, who not only knows his stuff inside out.
He does.
But he's
charming.
Funny, yeah, and he's really funny, and just a really, really, a really, really good human being. So, and we thank him for joining us. And I just think our discussions get better and better. We just have a good time with him, and I think the audience has a good time too. People, we're saying goodbye till next week. Take care of yourself. Take care of each other. Go make 2016 a really, really good year, and just do it in baby steps. Don't kill yourself. Don't damn yourself. Just be good to yourself and
be
get out
yourself.
There and just
take care of yourself.
Just be
and each
okay.
other.
Exactly. So, on that note, see you next week. We hope that you see fit to make exercise a part of your life. Take us home, Elite.
You got it.
Goodbye, everybody.
Bye-bye.